Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 323 for Monday, March 28th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Monday morning, testing nearby resistance as gains in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil provided support. Canola was up by $4 to over $5, the May contract up $5.30 at $476.20 per ton. Production concerns brought on by El Niño weather patterns helped take palm oil futures to fresh two-year highs in overnight activity. That was spilling into other vegetable oil markets today, including canola. Chart-based buying contributed to the firmer tone in Winnipeg. However, strength in the Canadian dollar relative to its U.S. counterpart did temper the advances to some extent. Increased farmer selling, the advancing South American harvest, and concerns over declining Chinese demand were also overhanging the canola market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., wheat is higher, but the bias is lower in both corn and soybeans. Wheat is up 7 to 10 cents, the May contract in Chicago up 10 at $4.73 per bushel. Forecasts calling for dry weather across much of the U.S. winter wheat belt over the next few weeks accounted for some of that early buying interest, as the lack of moisture, coupled with warming temperatures, could stress the crops at this time of year. Supportive technical signals contributed to the gains in wheat, with some stops hit on the way up. However, poor export demand and increased competition from other wheat-growing regions of the world, especially Russia, did limit the gains. For soybeans, prices are down by 1 to 2 cents, the May contract down 1 at $9.10 per bushel. While the rally in palm oil was supportive, the meal side of the soy complex is under pressure today, and that dragged on beans as well. The USDA is set to release its prospective plantings and quarterly stocks reports on Thursday, and pre-report positioning is a feature. Corn is down 1 to 2 cents, the May contract down a penny at $3.69 per bushel. Reasonably favorable spring seeding conditions were somewhat bearish, while solid export demand on the other side provided some support, as corn traders are busy squaring positions ahead of Thursday's USDA reports. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, March 28th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.